We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He kind of didn't dismiss the idea that the Browns have a really good shot of winning this game in spite of how well the Bengals have played since the Browns dusted them on Monday Night Football.
Listen, the Browns have a good shot to win this game. I mean, we just don't know what Deshaun Watson is going to look like in this mm-hmm. game, how much he's going to improve from his first game to this game against Cincinnati. We do know that Joe Burrow, for whatever reason, the Browns seem to be like his kryptonite. And he has a tough time beating the Cleveland Browns. Maybe it was more Baker Mayfield. I don't know.
I'm just not trusting it. I mean, I know it happened. We saw it on Monday Night Football. The Bengals, they've been better than I thought. And over the last 4 weeks specifically, they've started to play like the team, kind of like they did last year, where they made that late season run. The defense really kind of came together, and they rode that all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it kind of is shaping up the same thing for the Bengals here. Like, are you assuming, are you counting on, are you, what's the word? What did I just say? I said I'm not counting on the Browns being able to beat the Bengals the way they did on Monday Night Football.
I think the Browns, if they are able to win this game, it's going to be a little bit more of a grinded out type of game. I don't think it's going to be just a blowout and Burrow's going to look confused. And the way he looked in that game was just, it was awful. I mean, he played really poor in that game, and we've seen him play light years better than he played way back on October, on Halloween, October 31st.
And it does seem like they're starting to run the ball a little bit more. Joe Mixon's only played two times since Monday Night Football, but the week after, he popped off for 153 yards. So I don't know. I just don't know. If the Bengals can run the ball, if the Bengals just attempt to run the ball, I would imagine that this game's going to be really close. But I'll say this, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't care that you've won four straight games. If Zach Taylor refuses to run the ball against this Browns defense for two times in, 5 weeks, he should be fired. Is that a little bit hyperbole? Yes.
Probably.
But the reality is, it is nonsensical. Whether Joe Mixon can play, Samaje Perine, whoever the guy is going to be, I can't remember the no-name running back for Atlanta that popped off for 100 yards against you.
Oh, the kid from NIU.
Yes. Nobody's have run against this Browns defense. I really think that – I think it
or
comes
Ball,
down
Ball
to –
Ball State, I think, actually.
It's one of those. It's Mac school. I think we can narrow it down.
Caleb.
Huntley.
Yes.
So I think that'll be the difference. Because if they're going to do the same thing where they just put Joe Burrow back – and they're going to single man. It's going to be man on man for Myles Garrett. The secondary for this team, for this Browns team, is so much better, or they're playing so much better than they were even 5 weeks ago. Good luck. I can't imagine the Bengals are stupid, that Zach Taylor is stupid enough to not try and run the ball for the second time in 5 weeks. It'd be unfair to Joe Burrow. That's what I think it would be.
How do you see this game playing out?
The biggest thing I don't know about is Deshaun. If Deshaun takes one step forward and the Bengals don't run the ball, this could be another route. But if, let's say, the Bengals actually commit to running the ball and Deshaun plays just the way he did, I think the Bengals are going to win. And it could be a convincing win. Because I think that's the concern when you play Joe Burrow is, Joe Burrow is so talented. He can turn a normal game into a route really, really quickly. And if your quarterback can't counterpunch, if he's not, if the rust isn't shaken off, if he's going to continue to play the way he did against the Texans, this game could be a rout. It could be the reverse of what we saw on Monday Night Football, because you know this. Kevin Stefanski does anything at any point he can to deviate from the run game when he gets behind. He pivots off the run game so quickly. And again, that's, I think the path to beating them that way again is just run Nick Chubb down their throats and see if they can stop. How about you?
I agree with you. I think you want to limit the amount of throws Deshaun has to make. He threw like 22 passes this past weekend. I could see that number kind of being around the same. If that's getting into the 30s, I think it's a mistake. I think eventually Deshaun will start throwing in the 30s, but not yet. I still think you got to ease him in here.
We'll spend more time on the Browns-Bengals throughout this week, obviously, and later in today's show. But another thing, you know, we talked a lot about Deshaun's performance yesterday and you know, what that kind of portrays. We'll get more into that, by the way. But I thought it was interesting. Something we didn't talk about yesterday. Anthony Lima brought up this idea. That is, and I think we can say this, or we can have this conversation after one game of Deshaun Watson, which is effectively, if you could guarantee, if you could go to the Browns and say, you can guarantee a playoff spot by playing Jacoby Brissett, would you? And I want your opinion on that, and then I'll get where I'm at on it.
If I could guarantee a playoff spot by playing Brissett?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd play Brissett.
I would not. I still think you can win with Deshaun this year, even though he was god-awful yesterday.
You would turn down a playoff spot?
Yes.
Because, that makes no sense.
Because if you're going to push the rust off into next year, it's not worth it. Deshaun needs to play this year. And you've got 230 million reasons to figure it out. And we've talked about, we don't want to waste a year. We don't waste years of Nick Chubb. I wouldn't push off the next 4 years of Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett potentially being in the playoffs
You're arguing against yourself, though, because if this were a playoff team this year, then you wouldn't be wasting a year of Nick Chubb.
Well, no, but if it endangers next year, then you would.
I don't think it would endanger next year. And again, this is a total hypothetical question. We're not saying that the Browns should play Brissett. It's just you're asking me the question, would you rather play Brissett, guarantee yourself a playoff spot, and just, you know, wait on Deshaun until next year? I don't think it would affect his progress, honestly. I think the fact that next year he'll get a whole off season, preseason, everything.
But you can't simulate the regular season. Isn't that the whole point of him playing and having the rust?
So we're just throwing him out there just to get the rust. I mean, it's all about. Yeah, that's what you think?
I don't think
winning matters?
I'm not willing to make that trade, meaning I'm not going to say, just put Deshaun out there and I don't care if you win. I want them to win with Deshaun. That's the whole point of it. But in the end, if you're the Browns, after 1 week and seeing as bad as Deshaun Watson was, it doesn't matter. Because here's the thing, you don't want this to turn into Russell Wilson, right? Because if you put it off, if you were to go back to Jacoby in this hypothetical that Lima threw out there, and next year you spend the first 8 weeks doing what Denver's done with Russell Wilson, because does anybody think the Browns are going to win a playoff game with Jacoby? Because making the playoffs, it's not really that. That's great, but like you've gone to the It's you can go to the playoffs and lose with Jacoby, or you can see what you have with Deshaun. And by the way, it still would be hypothetically possible with Deshaun. You would go to the playoffs this year. You're just not guaranteed it. And by the way, I think Deshaun gives you a better chance if you can go with Deshaun than with Jacoby. And then even if you don't, next year, I think next year the expectation, whether you make the playoffs or not, Jacoby, Deshaun, whatever, the expectations next year should be you should be competing for a title, because that's why you made the trade for Deshaun Watson. And I wouldn't push off.
But like we had the conversation yesterday where you said, you know, if Deshaun plays like crap, like he did in this game against the Houston Texans, then the expectations next year are going to be really low.
Yep, but I can't assume that's going to happen.
So you think he's going to start playing better?
He has to. It's not a think or not think. He has to play better.
What if he doesn't?
Well, then you're going to get a lot of people who are pissed. It's not even about expectations. It's about you will have a lot of people who are disenfranchised and pissed, and more so than they were when you traded Baker Mayfield. The on-field stuff made sense. Deshaun is better than Baker. Well, but at some point you do need to see that the trade was worth it this year. At some point he does need to play like that this year. So yeah, if you lose on Sunday, like my big point, because I don't know that I made it perfectly yesterday. My big point yesterday was not yesterday wasn't enough. Yesterday was enough yesterday.
I think that there is a decent chance that Deshaun progresses and gets better from week to week, but never reaches that full potential that we saw back in 2020 this year. And that does not mean that he's not going to get back to that point. I think that we're dealing with a guy that hasn't played football in such a long time that to ask him to go out here in the middle of December and just pick up the offense and go out here against some good opponents the next couple of weeks, I think it's a tall task.
It is a tall task.
I get it, and I've said it too, that I expect them, and I think that they can win all these games. But I still think that if they were to go 6-0 here mm-hmm. in this stretch, I don't think it's going to be on Deshaun's back. I think it's going to be more on Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt's back, and Deshaun's going to kind of get better and better, and they're not going to put him in positions where he turns the football over.
I don't know. That would be my response to what you said. But getting back to the idea of, because I think we can get more into that later in the show, but like getting back to the idea of the hypothetical, the reality is it doesn't matter how bad Deshaun was yesterday. Because if you spend the next five games not giving him a chance to play better and again, I don't think it's a certainty he will. Russell Wilson, the first 5 or 6 weeks, we're like, oh, he'll knock the rust off. It's a new situation, rookie head coach, and he hasn't. I think we all have to face the idea that because the rust was so bad, there's a chance that it doesn't look better this year. But a playoff berth with Jacoby is not worth the upside either this year or next year of Deshaun Watson. 216-578-0092. So after one game of Deshaun, this is a hypothetical we're stealing outright from the media cabal and Anthony Lima. If you could guarantee a playoff spot by playing Jacoby, would you want the Browns to do that? I think you've already made your bed with Deshaun Watson there. Brian, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So what are you willing to pay Jacoby to stay around next year?
Diddly squat. You are what? So what, can I ask you why? What's that coming from?
Well, if you're on the fence with still Deshaun and him coming around, but Jacoby's played really well. I mean, stats-wise, he was in the top 10 or 12 almost all season. So you have a solid person already playing the position. So as a backup, what are you willing to pay for him? And Jacoby's a step up from Baker.
I mean, I think Jacoby has played a step up of Baker from last year, but I don't know. And thank you for the call, Brian. I don't know he's definitively a step up. I think Baker's still more talented, but I would pay Jacoby Brissett whatever the going backup price is. I don't think he's going to get that. I think Jacoby Brissett's probably going to get paid starter money this offseason, which makes it even more of a reason why I wouldn't. If you could guarantee me a playoff spot with Jacoby this year, I wouldn't go back to it. Jacoby's made his money. He's done his role. Now it's time to get Deshaun Watson ready and try to win. And if one of those two things doesn't happen over the final five games of the year, not six games since he started yesterday, then 2 days ago, then it's a failure. If you don't like the topic, blame Anthony Lima, because that's where we stole it from. After what we saw on Sunday, if you could guarantee a playoff spot by playing Jacoby this year, would you do it? And I think it's really important to go back on the idea of by playing Deshaun, you could still make a playoff spot. You just wouldn't have it guaranteed. And I think it's worth the risk. I think trying to get Deshaun where he needs to be is worth the risk. And I'm not just talking about on the field, Dustin. Mm-hmm. I think this is an organization that needs a win on the Deshaun move. I do. I think it's really crucially important, and not just to the fans. I think you need to show the rest of the NFL, hey, look, Deshaun works here. Hey, look, Deshaun and Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper and David Njoku and this offensive line, this is a real thing, because I think a lot of this offseason is going to be trying to infuse some more veteran talent to this roster so you have a real chance of winning next year. So I think it's really important that you find a way to get this Deshaun dirigible off the ground and fly, soaring through the air.
Look, I'm not... I hear everything you're saying. I do think that they need to have something positive here happen with Deshaun for the final five games of the season. But I'll say this. I mean, the most important thing is that they win. Mm-hmm. You know, I frankly don't care if Deshaun puts up ridiculous numbers and they lose. They got to win these games, and they got to find a way to put him in position where he doesn't have to, you know, be carrying the team right now, because he's not ready yet. He's just not ready to put the team on his back yet. It's going to take a few more games. Maybe it's going to take until the end of the season. Maybe it takes till next year until he's back to fully grasping what it's like to play at such a high level.
I will say, we'll get to why I agree with you, but that line about they need to win, I agree. I do agree that winning this year and trying to make a choice on one or the other is not going to work. I personally think you need to get Deshaun ready to go, and you need to win. And I think both are possible. I really do. I don't think it's as simple as, I mean, listen, this weekend, Deshaun might cost you this game. He might not be good enough soon enough to beat the Bengals. And that's a might. I don't know for sure. I don't think anybody truly knows how this is going to go. But you do have to win. The Browns really, I think Kevin Stefanski needs some wins. I think the organization needs some wins. I think in terms of free agency, you're going to need some wins to convince people to come here on top of just people liking Deshaun. I'll agree with you on that line. 216-578-0092. Steve-O, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show. Hey,
good, thanks,
I mentioned this Sunday right after the game, and I said, with Lamar being out maybe 3-4 weeks or whatever, and we can beat Cincinnati, and Deshaun is playing the way he played Sunday, we bring in Brissett. I mean, I really think, yes, I want to go to the playoffs as a Browns fan. I'm tired of saying there's going to be next year. What do you guys think, man? Great show.
I totally understand it, and I think there will be more people. I really think Deshaun's performance on Sunday, that level of performance is only going to be bearable for people if the Browns are winning. That was effectively the point that I made poorly yesterday or tried to make, and I don't think I failed or I failed to land the plane the way I wanted to. It's easy a Monday after a win against a bad team to say, oh, we got all the time in the world for Deshaun. It takes one loss. It's going to take one loss. And yeah, let me be clear. I don't think there's anything that can happen outside of injury that's going to get Deshaun benched the rest of this year. I just don't. Even if he is 53.2 QBR?
Bad. Doesn't matter. It could be the lowest QBR you've ever seen.
He could go full Whedon, and you never go full Whedon.
No.
And I don't think it matters.
Just but avoid the flag.
But I think fans, I think if you start losing because of Deshaun, I do think there will be a lot of people clamor. I don't say a lot of people. I think there will be a significant amount of people, a loud amount of people, claiming for Jacoby Brissett. Yeah?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, it'll be a vocal minority.
I forgot. Did you like Deshaun Dirigible?
Dirigible?
Yeah, it's like a Zeppelin, like an airship.
No.
Okay. Well, screw you, Bobby. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
What's going on, guys? How you feel today?
Good, man.
I mean, I felt pretty good until Dustin shot down the dirigible.
Yeah, here's my take on that. I think with the Browns doing what they did this Sunday, what it really showed us, fellas, that defense picked up, the special teams picked up, and we need to see the team. The team wins the game. Deshaun, he guides the rest of the other players. But as a whole, we're a team, man. I want to see the team win. And what I liked about this Sunday, when Deshaun didn't play as well because of the rust, the other component showed up. Now, if everything clicks this upcoming Sunday, we'll beat the Bengals' butt. I'm sure we will.
All right. Hey, Bobby, real quick. Do you think it was coincidental the defense and special teams played their best performance all season long the Sunday Deshaun came back?
I really do think that. I agree definitely with you that it was coincidental, but I think they were trying to prove a point. But prove that point again this upcoming Sunday, right?
All right, buddy. Thank you for the call. Just to be clear, I don't think it was a coincidence. I think the team played harder and more focused than they had all year. And I don't know if that's definitive proof they were loafing or not focusing the way they should the previous 11 weeks, or maybe it was just the spark, right? The idea of a franchise quarterback, but I don't think it's coincidental. I think it's absolutely 100% a non-coincidence. I think that's the reality of the situation. Josh, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, fellas. Hey, so here's my take on it. It's kind of twofold with Jacoby. So to answer your question, no, I don't think a playoff, getting to just a playoff is good enough. But the talent we have in this team in my entire adult life, this is the most talent we've ever had. Getting to a playoff game is, to me, subpar if you're using Deshaun. Our team should be looking at AFC / Super Bowl or bust with the talent we have on this team. Now, that being said, if next week or this week when we're in Cincinnati and in 7-3 game hypothetically in the fourth quarter we're down by 4 points, do we put Jacoby in for a drive or two because they've seen the defense before? Sure, but I think Deshaun is going to be the answer in the playoffs, and Jacoby's already seen all our playoff teams.
Josh, we appreciate it, buddy. We had a little bit of a phone issue there. Do you think we've seen the last Jacoby, Dustin?
Most likely,
like,
yeah.
This year, I probably should specify.
Oh, yeah. Most likely. Yeah. Unless Deshaun would get banged up.
Yeah.
Or we blow somebody out.
So let's say, let's go down the hypothetical Josh kind of threw out there. Let's say you're down, let's say you're up 4 points. Let's do the down 4 points because it wouldn't make sense the other way. You're down 4 points. Jacoby's playing like absolute doo-doo for three quarters. You need a score to win the game. Do people in town really trust Jacoby more than Deshaun? Because I know we will have had that by then point at least 7 quarters of bad football. I think I've seen enough of Jacoby to know he's not always comfortable playing from behind. The Tampa Bay game was kind of the anomaly, not the new... Not sign that he's finally putting it together and can play from behind more often.
Yeah, no, that was definitely the anomaly. I mean, he's not built to play like that. He's not. I mean, I don't know if Deshaun's built like that right now. I think it's going to take some time for him to get back into his groove. I frankly don't know that we have a quarterback that's built to play from behind right now.
You know what's funny about that? Because I think that's a great point. I don't think we're going to know it until Deshaun goes and does it. Like, I know Deshaun's capable of it, having watched him play in
there's
Houston.
There's a decent chance this game, like, the Bengals are really good. And I know we just feel like we've got their number because we have.
Mm-hmm.
But this is on the road, and Burrow's playing at an extremely high clip right now. There's a chance that the Bengals could have a 2-score lead in this game, and the Browns will have to find out. And they're going to put Deshaun in a really tough spot. And we'll have to find out like what this guy can do.
I also wonder, and this is a wonder. This is not a leading question. I also wonder how Deshaun would react to that, because I wonder if he'd. There's still a part of me that wonders if he played the way he played because he just wanted to get through that game. Quarterbacks and athletes love.
Facing off. I made that point yesterday. I think that the Houston game was a game where he just wanted to just, you know, he probably had a ton of anxiety going into it. And when it was over, he's probably like, whew, now we can play some football.
But I think with this game, I bet you there's a chance he's looking at this and licking his chops and saying, I want to use this game as a reminder of maybe this is the game that gets his competitive juices flowing to the fullest extent. And because it is about football and it is about proving you're better than Joe Burrow or every bit as capable as Joe Burrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.